Watch out, nephew. Put some money on it.
We call them boppers?
Oh, hell yeah.
Except they play at Firefest.
They look like they're spooning.
You've been to Casablanca.
Enter the D.
Shout out to the commission.
I think his name's pronounced beautiful.
Why am I not part of the beautiful people?
This is the first dick pic.
Chug beer out of that fucker. That's an achy breaky molly.
I mean, I'm a little disappointed it wasn't a dick in the wolf's mouth.
Sorry.
Shoot over the barn door. You gotta throw a dick in every chance.
Let's go milk some goats.
That's like skating on America's dick.
When it comes to announcing sports, I have zero journalistic integrity.
I don't want pop, goddammit.
We are definitely the number one dick run podcast, except for one problem.
Intro with a lot of dick jokes.
No OJ.
And we're live. Yeah, the intro is going to go blank. What up, Foppers? It's I, the commish, and I am joined by the Shocker United boys. But I guess technically I am now one of the Shocker United boys, or at least preliminarily.
Cheers. Welcome to the team, buddy.
Yeah, cheers. I gotta do water. But yeah, thanks for that.
Why?
Cause I gotta go make money tonight.
Oh,
yeah.
Maybe.
You
need equipment to work. I hear you.
Your tricks like you sober, huh?
Yeah, totally. Well, that and I also need to work out, cause I'm being a fat lazy cow lately. Cause I'm in a new house. That's one thing we haven't announced. This is a whole new studio setup. Soon we're gonna have a nice wide shot so you can see the whole big sexy thing and. Yeah, so until then, enjoy my new wall. How's that?
We talking about the house when you say that?
Yeah, wow. The big sexy studio setup is what I meant.
So I was going to say, this might be my last fopcast then, if that's the case. I'm sure I'm down. It's taking a strange turn.
Living life like every day is my last fopcast.
That is one for the intro there. Damn. All right. Well, before... We
fans
get into
have been
our...
saying that every week. Yeah. This is probably my last one of these.
Oh, dude, yeah.
I'm just going to go out blazing.
Well, you know, he's got a real career to think about. But before we brought the Shocker Boys on because, as we mentioned, they have allowed me to join the ranks of Shocker United, at least as like a prospect, I should say. But Sons of Anarchy, I'm not a full patched member. I am a prospect.
You're on a provisional basis. This
yeah.
is a probationary period here. We'll see how you do.
Yeah. Well, so far not so good. But before we get into that, there's some unfinished business. Now, all of us were in an NHL bracket together. And although I finally got it all set up to pay the winner, who will be announced momentarily here, unfortunately, ESPN shut that down. So, Mike, if you look at your phone right now, oh, come on. Enter a note. Screw you. NHL bracket. I just Venmo'd you $125 because I know that's at least what people owe you, and that's what I got paid. So
I'm rich, bitch.
Yeah.
I still owe, but you know I'm going to see you. You're going to see me.
Oh, don't worry about that.
Currency of tender is alcohol.
Yep.
Okay. That's enough about your guys' Tinder relationship.
Whoa. I'm a Bumble guy. He's got to make the first move.
I
think there might be some champagne being exchanged here because we got to look back at last season and settle that one up in the fantasy football league too. So
if we're talking about last season. You owe me a lot of champagne.
Yeah, it's gonna be a nice bottle.
I'm excited.
Or like a dozen shitty bottles.
That's amazing.
Nothing makes me less excited than a dozen shitty bottles.
That is awesome. Now, Sloth, will you be coming to Chicago in September?
Okay, well, I have an announcement to make. Chicago.
Hell yeah.
Happen.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I get me and Sabino. I'm riding with Sabino. I know the Floppers don't know Sabino. They haven't met Sabino. They don't love Sabino yet.
Well,
Sabino is everything that, like, Gressel and I should be.
I mean, okay. Mike, would you like to comment on that?
I don't have a comment on that one. He's a great fella. He's a good man.
So
that's Sabino.
I'm coming in on a plane. I'm going to be, like, trapped in a flying tube with Jack Sabino and a couple strangers. And a couple of those people will probably be my friend when the tube is done.
Oh, wow.
I can't. I'm gonna come into Chicago on Thursday night.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm sorry, Gressel. I'm sorry in advance for whatever happens.
No need to apologize, my man. No need to apologize.
No. I need to apologize.
Okay.
I'll
just make sure I put the rubber sheets down on whatever bed you're going to sleep on, and we'll be all good there. I know that's the biggest issue that we're concerned about.
It's adorable you think there's only one.
That is awesome.
I'll put rubber sheets down everywhere then.
Okay, that's how you play it.
I think you go the puppy route and just put newspaper all over your beautiful new condo.
I think that's a bit of an invitation, though. He's like, oh, there's newspaper.
So, big question, Bobby.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I am booked. I'll be flying in on Friday morning. So, unfortunately, won't meet all you guys, up with all you guys until about 11:30 on Friday. So, I hope you're ready to be drinking or to have already started drinking.
I'm breaking up about an hour after that.
So I wouldn't worry about that, Bobby. The question is, will you be ready?
No, I think the proper and honest answer is that I will not be ready for whatever this weekend holds. And cool. Of course, we are talking about the Shocker United get together. Now, a little bit of background. Obviously, you guys are college buddies. We've covered this. Sloth, how you got your nickname. Bloody, how you got yours. But let's fast forward a little bit. What exactly is Shocker United, first of all? Just the baseline stuff.
I'll take this one. When we graduated college, our friend Smith Ass has been mentioned on the podcast as one of the 25 people who actually like watch this. He was my roommate right out of college, and he's like, hey, you want to join a soccer league? I'm like, you realize I've never played soccer since like the second grade. He's like, that doesn't matter. He's like, that's the kind of league that I want to join. So, bounced around names, and we decided Shocker United was our name. Smith has designed the original logo, and we played for 20 years in like an adult soccer league. We've been kicked out of the league a couple times for drinking too heavily on the pitch, and you know, it's basically been like a life.
Jesus, Mike.
Keep going. I'm listening.
Yeah, I know. We can hear everything you're doing.
I was waiting for the shout out. You're humble. You were an all star, Sloth. You're the only Shocker.
The year 1998, we played in a very prestigious soccer league, and they had an all star game. I was selected mostly because of my skill. I'm a monster in the air. When the ball's in the air, I'm just a monster. I go get it. I put it on my head. I score goals. I date the cheerleaders. I do everything that like you want from like, you know, a top guy.
I'm hearing like a Brady level of all-star here out of the rec league you guys joined.
Yeah. I mean, if like, you know, you substitute like avocado for red wine, I'm a lot like Brady.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, made a couple all-star games.
Couple all-star games. Whoa. Hey, humble brag there, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I scored some records, like all-time games played for Shock United. We won some championships. I was really good in my mid-40s.
Killer.
And recently retired from the sport. I found Jesus, and then I lost him again.
So, I didn't know how I was supposed to be looking.
But long story short, so we have this stupid soccer league, and from the soccer league comes, you know, the people I consider my best friends in life. The man to my left, very much so, and a couple other characters who are...
Could you pan over so we could see him?
Fuck, I have no friends. but no, you know, really, I know, it's a little pathetic, but a little awesome that, like, you know, the best friends of my life came from an adult soccer league, but... They have that in college, and we throw together these stupid fantasy leagues. We have a football fantasy league. We have a great soccer fantasy league that I think Mike is a founding member. You should probably go into the rules and what it's all about. But this is Shock United is a lifestyle, and you know, I'm just living it.
So FOP Senior is what I'm hearing here. This is pretty much what I've done, except for I'm the only one in my league that lives this lifestyle. So slowly recruiting since I've moved to Colorado.
That's not how that works out for you.
Yeah, no, it's not too good.
So Sloss leaving one detail out here, which is like the massively innovative piece of the Shock United lore. The team that Sloss played on actually had its own fantasy league. So there was like actually a fantasy Shock United league for the actual Shock United rec team, co-ed, indoor and outdoor. So we all submitted our lineups once a week and hoped to God that one of these guys would be in front of the goal when the ball bounced off and actually went in. So there was that too. It was pretty innovative. Well,
you're missing the fact that we gave away points for like doing shots, being the last one to leave the bar.
Right. Vomiting, I think, was actually one of the categories. Yeah.
Getting arrested would get you fantasy points. It was innovative. Yeah.
I am in awe. Like, I really got to step my game up if I want to come anywhere close to the glory you guys just described there. That's pretty impressive. So as it relates to me, I mean, I have been allowed into the chapter of the Shocker United tome or novel or whatever the hell you want, the Bible, whatever the fuck, that is based on the English Premier League, right? And it's a fantasy football league.
Football.
Is this what I'm hearing?
This one started. So I think all of us were playing some Premier League fantasy and realized it was a pain in the ass to like figure out who's going to play and who's going to score and everything else like that. Because, I mean, soccer, they've done some pretty good things over the past 10 years or so, but before it wasn't the easiest fantasy game. I think we were playing in a couple Premier League ones or trying to that were garbage back in the day. But then we found this one and we came up with this idea, like, we don't want to sit there and do all this research. We're already doing these stupid, like, baseball and hockey and, you know, American Football League. So we said, you know, we're all fans of like one team. We all happen to have different teams. So we'll just pick one team and you have to do your starting lineup from that team or everything's going to be in the starting lineup for that team. And that's your team. So basically, Sloss is a Man City fan, so he can only have players from Man City on his team.
Right. And this is opposed to a typical fantasy sports format where you're just picking your famous players, like, or you know, the best running backs, the best quarterbacks. Instead, this is a soccer lineup, but it has to be all based on a singular team. So it's
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Just
But the wrinkle is that it's a salary cap league. So like the teams that are like better, like mine, I can't put out a full lineup. I'm lucky if I get like 8 or 9 guys who are going to play in the game, and then maybe one guy who will get like a little substitute run. Where Gressel, who's a Newcastle fan, and they blow, he can put in a full lineup if he's paying attention. So he has like a little advantage to offset the fact that nobody he can play is good at soccer.
I see. Okay, so this is actually answering some of the questions I had. Now, behind me is my current, or behind all of us, is my current lineup. So to give you people an idea, this, first of all, this website is confusing, and I guess there's just different lingo across the pond for this kind of stuff. But to give anyone that's watching an idea, like, essentially, what they're saying is, okay, so since Sloth has superstar players, right?
Yes.
He can only field, like, what, 3 of them at a time?
No, it's probably closer to, like, 8 of the 11 who would actually play in a game.
Gotcha. Okay, so, yeah, obviously, what's it called? Is it union football? Is that what they refer to it as?
What the?
I don't know. EPL soccer, right?
So yeah.
Yeah, sorry. There's, like, a specific name for it. Union rules, like, or something like that. Anyway, besides that, you get 11 players. You get 4 defenders, four midfielders and two strikers?
You can change the lineup, Bob.
Yeah, see that little purple square at the top of like your there you go.
Oh shit.
Look at that, buddy. Mind blown. Welcome to the big leagues. Hello, how you doing?
Not good. my team sucks.
I think you're ahead of me.
Yeah.
Good to go, amateur.
But the other speculation is, though, okay, so this isn't like in a points league, right? It's more based on making head-to-head bets with whatever team you may be matched up with that also is a Shocker United owner, right? So
that's the most important wrinkle.
Right.
Okay.
So in order to compensate for the fact that some of us have really shitty teams, like you, for example, this year, and me, for example, every year, we do head-to-head bets, so you get creative with, like as an example, I played a guy that had Arsenal last week. Newcastle played Arsenal. We made a wager based on fantasy points. It was kind of a straight wager based on fantasy points earned, but you can also go as far as to do just based on, like, certain players' performance or something else. You can do point spreads. You can get pretty creative with the wagering. So. So yeah, that's actually the funnest part of the league. I mean, this isn't like a deal where everybody kicks in $20 and winner takes all at the end of the year, because obviously that would be like a 2 or 3 horse race. You can see, to nobody's surprise, that Sloss Chester City is in first place there, whereas the couple of us are. Yeah, sorry, I'm getting a little slothy in the mouth there. But you can see where the rest of us kind of lie behind that. So. Really, the goal is just to kind of stay connected with everybody and make these wagers, and then ultimately pay these off and embarrass or in some way make the other guy feel like an asshole.
Gotcha. Okay, so I do need to be setting my lineup all the time then. Is there an overall points winner here?
Yeah, but like, there's a trophy, I think. I've never sniffed it because it seems to suck so bad.
I've heard that, like, the person who wins the league gets to pick the location of, like, the get-together the following year.
Right.
Uh-huh. I've never seen that happen. We just happen to have it in Chicago every year.
Right.
Progressal always loses, but that's the rumor.
I lose in so many ways between the rubber sheets and the pee-pee on the floor and then not winning the fantasy league. So, anyway.
I would be remiss to, and I got to go in like 5 minutes, but yeah. I would be remiss to mention an upcoming bet that all you foppers like really need to kind of clue into. So Mike is coaching his daughter's soccer team.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
So August 17th, Manchester City will play Tottenham Hotspur, and I'll be betting with somebody that the person who loses the weekend that we come up in Chicago will have to be the mascot for Mike's daughter's soccer team.
And when is that game specifically?
That will actually be my testimonial match as a soccer manager, because I'll probably get fired from AYSO after that game. But I'm glad you guys will be there to see it. I'm sure Juliet will never forget that moment. Her dad got fired from U8.
So what is the mascot then? What are we looking at here?
Well, here's the fun part. So we change the uniforms every year, in this league. And so last year we were in bright pink uniforms.
Lovely.
We were the pink flamingos.
Ooh.
So that it's going to be tough to top that one.
Yeah, that's a damn shame that we didn't jump on.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's a tough one. But you never know. We could draw pink again. The girls could choose pink flamingos or something even more embarrassing like that, like the pink lipstick or something.
I would love that.
Yeah, that'd be good. So,
like, the worse it is, the better it will be.
It's going to make the naming of the team so much more important. I think we might spend a whole practice just talking about it, exploring our feelings with it. Or I might just unilaterally choose something since I'm the coach and I can do whatever the hell I want. So,
yeah, I mean, if you want to Skype me in for a session, like a brainstorming session, I'm available.
If I do that, I'll probably get fired before the game. So let's wait till you can go down in a blaze of glory. We can all go down in a blaze of glory, I guess.
Sounds great.
Yeah, I mean, might I suggest the Pink Bulldogs, and then you have a live action mascot that could maybe make a road trip out there in my dog, whose name is Pinky. God, that sounded so much cooler in my head. All right, moving on. Slav, I know you got to go. So obviously,
yeah,
I know logos mean a lot to you and obviously to me because I make countless ones for this silly endeavor of mine.
The art. I love the art.
Good. I'm glad. That means a lot to me. You're one of my favorite artists. Your stuff should be displayed in galleries and studied in colleges. But could you break? Yeah, sorry. I'm really like not talking well today. Big surprise.
You're drinking water.
I could barely be studying in college.
All right. Well, I was wondering if you could run down these examples.
Yeah, happy to.
Hold on. Well, let's zoom in. Hold on. I'm going to go one by one here. And let's just how did your passion for logo making start?
I was like drawing shit and like I love art and I don't know. It's just it's in me. It's in me. It's like Kanye West with music or sneakers or Kanye West, you know?
Yeah.
this is me. This is me. You lack discipline. We're gonna have to have a Fopcast center.
That we need one whole Fopcast on Chaz's bachelor party.
Just throw together in like an offhand cause.
Right.
There's a story behind that will probably be your greatest podcast ever.
I wouldn't doubt it. The best ones are the ones where I don't try and explain it on obscure sports. So wait, this is your logo then, Sloth?
This is me, yes. This is the old Manchester City. I know they've updated their patch, but this was the old one.
Uh-huh.
So Sloth took the actual team logo and crest as a basis and then did his magic on it, which is just, it's beautiful. It's a thing of beauty.
I mean, that's exactly what I do to everything, but you do it way effing better. So we got a nice little silhouette of Sloth of Lunderyear. What is the you lack discipline? Is that a motto of the team?
That's the podcast. We need a you lack discipline podcast.
Okay. I'm game. Let's set that up for like 2 weeks from now. Maybe we do that live in Chicago.
I think that would be appropriate.
Okay. Oh God. I'm going to have to lug all these microphones and stuff. I'm all for it. Let's try and move through these pretty quick. All right. You never drink alone.
So this is Liverpool. Our friend Smith asks.
Right.
Liverpool fan. They're saying you'll never walk alone.
Right.
It's based off a horrible tragedy. So of course we're going to spoof that.
Okay. And then now this is interesting. It appears that we have some co-owners here
for Tottenham Hotspur. Uh-huh. One of these guys is going to be probably Mike's daughter's mascot. So Tottenham Hotspur, we have Vonis and Sabino, Vonisab, and we got a chicken. I don't know why they have a chicken on their logo.
Right, but more importantly,
it's a cock, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's a hot cock.
And there's chicken.
But why is there two owners? Is this some kind of bet that they got relegated to having to share, or what?
These two are actually the oldest living Siamese twins. It's a little known fact.
Hold on, one at a time. They're both Hotspur fans? Is that what you're saying?
No, so Sabino is a giant Liverpool fan, and then Kevin was agnostic, but he was like, I want to get in the league. And Sabino was like, I'm not going to own another team besides Liverpool. And Kevin was like, okay, well, half own a team, and then you can do all the soccer because you know all about soccer, and I'll just talk shit and make bets.
How do I get hooked up with that?
Hooked up with which part?
Just like having a co-owner.
Those two guys having a cock on your head.
Well,
probably all arranged. We arranged it all at once.
I was going to say all of the above. All right, moving on.
Moving on. This is Kent. Kent doesn't look like this at all anymore.
After the accident,
yeah, he has no hair and a complete like massive beard. And this was an Aston Villa logo. Kent now represents Leicester City.
Oh, okay. So that's Kent now looks like Kent. This. Yeah, right?
So, yeah. Kent
put it this way. Kent moved to Portland. So, you know, that's what happened to Kent.
I just had
Here we go. Here's
that handsome bastard.
All right. Well, we're going. I think there's a Newcastle FOP logo that's bumping around in here somewhere. But anyway.
Is this one? Look at those ears. Look at that hairline.
Yeah. Still got it, man. You and me are the only ones who have hair.
Jorgasm. That's the name of my team.
Okay. And where does that come from?
Well, the first part, the second part you can probably figure out on your own. The first part is people from Newcastle are known as Geordies.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So, Jorgasm.
What,
there you go.
Where does that, what is the Geordie? I don't get it. Like,
the Geordie, the Newcastle, the people from Newcastle are called Geordies.
Oh, okay. That's just
Geor.
It.
Yeah, G-E-O-R.
Right. Yeah, for our listener, that's just outline of Mike. Oh, sorry.
And Kamish, when you get old enough, you'll understand the last part too, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Someday, I hope to.
Maybe when you come to Chicago, you can meet the Vonisab owners.
Yeah, right.
And we got Arsenal, our friend Hydorn. He calls every fantasy team he owns the Van Buren boys. So this is a split. That
Seinfeld reference, right?
Yep.
And then finally,
this is the most interesting man alive.
Chris Duval, props to him. He's all married with kids and living that life and doesn't want to see us anymore, but he's a Man United fan.
Gotcha.
Doesn't want to / isn't allowed to, probably.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right. We're probably
with that. I gotta peace out, guys, but thank you for having me on. If this is my last, fuck you, Foppers. You suck.
All right. Can we get a quick critique of what my submission is? Is this any good at all?
I have no idea what this is about, dude. I still don't understand it. This doesn't make any sense. I understand that it relates to the name, but I'm giving you an F minus on like it all tying together. So.
I had to Google it, and it was because the character in The Nanny was named Fran Sheffield.
Yeah, well, at the end of it,
okay.
At the end of it, the family that she nannies for is the Sheffields, and every time I heard Sheffield, I thought of that. And then at the, spoiler alert, for those of you binging The Nanny right now.
Yeah, sorry. Tony Soprano dies.
She comes in and bans it. Okay, so I'm getting an F- from Bloody and...
You get a D+ because I love you.
Okay, cool. All right, Sloth.
The Pope does not approve of this one. Go back to the drawing board.
All right.
Nobody knows that she nannied for the Sheffields. Come on,
it's
dude.
A deep cut, man. What did you expect from me? Okay, all right.
Hey, I told you in the initial email. Keep going. Nothing highbrow and just nothing that obscure.
Okay.
You guys, have a great night.
Good night, Sloth.
You too, buddy. See you in a couple weeks.
Don't get banned from the internet while I'm gone.
Well, no promises.
No promises, yep. No promises.
All right. Later, Slavy. All right, a couple more questions.
Bring it on, buddy. Just you and me. Speed round. Let's go.
Yeah, let's do this. Okay, so the Pope, explain that. Is that basically a commissioner, and is it someone that's established, or is it someone that's won it? Do you have to earn it, or is it a punishment? What's up with the Pope?
You know, sometimes it feels like a punishment.
Uh-huh.
Commission. You know how it is. You know, sometimes it's more of a pain in the ass. The good news is I have absolute power over the league, which, you know, doesn't mean shit, I guess, really. But, responsible for getting the league up and running. These fantasy leagues, you have to deal with, like, the people that don't know how to actually start the teams. Like, you had some trouble with yours in the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, just it's not the easiest thing. In that regard, there's no Yahoo version of this league anymore. There used to be, which made it really easy because it was. But the Telegraph version, whatever we got now, is a pain in the butt. So
yeah,
it probably takes me a little bit longer to get that set up. But otherwise, it's not a huge burden. It's actually a lot of fun. So
right,
I also get to choose waterfall order. Huge benefit, you know, when you do a waterfall, you get to choose who goes first.
The drinking.
Challenge waterfall.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. All right. I dig
you
that.
You know what a waterfall is, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I was just making sure we're talking about the same thing.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I knew what you were talking about. So you just explain it to me. yeah. So that. And then. You know, I set the location, I guess, for the end of year deal, which only happens once every 4 or 5 years anyway. So it's not really an end of year thing. So.
Gotcha. Now the final thing, we talked a little bit about the head to head bets.
Yes.
Since
I mean, I know these guys, right? But could you maybe give me some kind of template? Now, I know this isn't in good Shocker United spirit, but just like maybe a jumping off point, because my first bet is coming up in about 9 days. And
okay, who you got?
Shit, I want to say...
Let's look it up here.
Yeah.
Hold on, I got the interweb on my phone.
EPL.
Fran Drescher. No, wait. Sheffield United.
Fran Drescher nude.
It's a work phone, dude. I don't like that. Sheffield United.
I think I...
Okay. You got Crystal Palace this week.
Yeah, but no one has them, right?
Leicester. Yeah, Kent will be here. Okay. So you're home. So if the home team has to initiate the bet.
Gotcha. Okay.
So you got Sheffield United and Leicester. So with you and Kent, I would do something based on your beards.
Oh.
I think there's something there. There's a beard bet in there.
Beard challenge, huh?
Or like a nice to meet you type bet or something like that. There's got to be something in there. Let's riff off the beard thing though. I think that would be a good thing. You guys are both you're out west in the mountains, you know?
Okay.
It's gotta be like a mountain man type bet maybe. Like you got to wear a lumberjack shirt or I don't know. That's a stupid one, but there's something there.
All right, how about a whole lumberjack outfit, not just the shirt? You got to get some suspenders in there, some high-waist jeans.
I think there's got to be something there, yeah.
Yeah, because,
like,
I mean...
But you're in the city, so you got to be like lumbersexual or something like that. Like, what is it called?
Well, lumbersexual is like just like a good-looking hipster that wears plaid, technically. But I think if we committed to it like a knit cap... we're not going to be able to lug around an axe when we go on a pub crawl, but maybe...
Yeah, probably not going to work that well.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, like I said, suspenders.
How about just like a cord of firewood or something like that?
There you go. I like that. You got to carry around a log like the lady in Twin Peaks. Oh, sorry, obscure reference.
No spoilers, man. You spoiled two shows for me now. Twin Peaks and The Nanny. What a jerk.
Hey, man. I've been getting real good about not spoiling shit. I know I ruined Gone Girl. I know I ruined, like, one or two season finales.
You ruined Gone Girl? For who?
For you. Breaking Bad. I just remember them because I get super embarrassed after I realize I've ruined it. All right, cool. So we're doing a lumbersexual bet, and he's going to be in Chicago?
He's supposed to be, yeah. He's
okay. So that would be the ideal thing. It doesn't have to wait.
Let's start there. Let's figure this out. I'll help you out with this one. Maybe you don't have to do it live here on the potter, but like,
no,
I think
no.
There's something there.
Yeah, okay. So something lumberjack related because we both got beards. Beards of a feather. I like that. Okay, cool, man.
You're both from kind of like the outdoor, Denver and Portland, like lifestyle type thing. There's definitely some outdoorsy shit there. Here we go. Is this the schedule?
Yeah. So this is, I got Leicester City's the first Shocker team.
Yep.
Here, well, let me pull up just the Sheffield, that's not helping seeing everybody.
Well, let's check out who's got
what?
Who's got wagers this week?
Okay, cool. Yeah.
So we got, Arsenal, Burnley. Okay. I got Norwich. Oh, Tottenham versus City. So this is the mascot bet. Mm-hmm. And you got Leicester versus Chelsea too.
Okay, great.
And so that's this week. We got two bets this week.
Leicester versus Chelsea and I'm not till the 24th. Okay, great.
Yeah.
So wait, are we waiting on another bet to happen here? Like, who hasn't made a move
here? Asher's gonna make a bet with Leicester, with Kent.
Gotcha. And I'm going with Kent next week. Man, he's gonna have a busy Chicago if he shows up.
Well, we've probably got 3 or 4 years of the bets. So we got Arsenal versus Liverpool too, and Tottenham, Newcastle. So there's a bunch of stuff going on before this whole thing goes down. Well, the weekend that everybody's in Chicago, what games are that weekend? Scroll up a little bit.
Let's see. That'd be this weekend,
that's this
right?
This weekend, right?
14th.
Ooh, yes. Okay. Oh, Liverpool versus Newcastle. Oh, Smith Ass and me.
Oh,
dude, that's a sick showdown too, huh? That's gonna be a gut punch.
Yeah.
Smith Ass isn't gonna be here though. United versus Leicester, so United's not going to be here. Looks like that's about it, huh?
Yeah, that's unfortunate. But we'll have maybe have representatives from each game that's going on. Yeah, it is brutal that those games are at friggin' 5:30. Well, that'll be 6:30. Yeah,
6:30 shy time.
I guess we have one extra hour then.
One extra hour.
So more importantly, when do we play? Because it's a format where every team plays each other at least once, right?
Yeah, everybody plays at home and away.
Oh, okay, so twice.
Dude, I got a brutal early season, huh? Newcastle United.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah, you're making bets a whole way
Chelsea,
down.
Chelsea and Newcastle. Jesus.
Oh, I got a bet on the 21st. Oh, I guess I don't get – do I get a birthday bet?
Do you get a birthday bet? Where's
that? Sheffield and Watford now, huh?
No, crap.
Anyway, let's see.
I'm betting like every week here. Ooh.
Sheffield, yeah. West Ham. Oops. No. So what do I have to do to change my team while we're trying to figure this out?
Let's check this out. I'll get Sheffield up here now. Okay, Sheffield. We play you guys for the first time, 12-3. So first week of December.
Yeah, I see that. Okay, and you got to present the bet.
That's you, because home team's first.
Oh, it's not like every other sport.
Welcome to England, baby.
Thought Australia is where everything flushed backwards.
What's the line from Snatch? England.
Oh, do you have anything to declare?
Bad weather, worse, or bad teeth, worse weather.
No, bad food, or no, it's something about the food, isn't it?
I don't know. Yeah, bad food, worse weather.
Do you have anything to declare? Don't go to England.
Yeah.
Maybe I was better off making a Snatch reference.
March 13th.
March 13th and December 3rd, it is going to be Kamish versus Pope. Oh,
that's,
man.
Right. Yeah, look out.
All right, well, we'll definitely have to check back in. I'll see what I can do about bringing some of this gear with. I wasn't planning on checking a bag, but yeah, let's do something live. At least a couple of videos of the bets going down. Now, wait, is the mascot game on the 14th, where someone's gonna have to show up as the mascot?
Yeah, so that game will be September the 14th. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
but so that's going down when we're there. So.
Oh yeah, that's happening. I haven't gotten the schedule yet, but it'll probably be sometime in the morning.
Well, that is some exciting stuff, Bloody. Thanks for stopping by, bud.
No problem, man.
Yeah, we didn't even get into talking about the upcoming Capitals season, but I guess that's still a ways off.
We got a few weeks for that.
Yeah, I'm super excited. All right, man. Well, thanks for coming by, and Kamish out.